ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Another 200 people have been arrested at pro-Palestinian protests at the University of California as police muscled their way in to dismantle a fortified encampment. More than 2,000 arrests have been made at similar protests now across the United States. This week, the College Democrats of America, that's a Biden-backing organisation with over 100,000 members, put in its lot with the campus protesters. In a statement, the group praised the bravery of students involved and criticised the White House for its Gaza policy. It's a clear rebuke from the Democrats' official college arm with historical work in partnership with the party and whoever leads it. So obviously it's a big disruptor for Joe Biden, particularly as he heads to elections later this year, given young people who represent these students kind of splitting with him on this big issue. Sanjay Muralitharan is the National Vice President of the College Democrats and a second-year political science student at the University of California. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
You put out this statement hours before the NYPD moved into Columbia. Just talk to me about the statement. What were you saying?
Well, I guess what it really comes down to for us is standing with our own, right? As we look to a lot of these protests, a lot of the people within them are college Democrats as well as former college Democrats who are getting arrested and suspended for simply standing up for what they believe is right. Even though we have seen certain instances of violence, we've made it clear that we condemn those specific instances, right? We're standing with those who are protesting for peace. Those who have caused violent acts within Columbia and Yale and other universities have no place in this movement. So for us, it really comes down to, you know, standing with our own who have been fighting for a more just international community.
You're the vice president of the College Democrats. What motivated your organization to make this stand? I mean, you just alluded to it, but obviously that puts President Biden in a pretty difficult position in a very, very important election year for him.
Oh, it sure does. I mean, at the end of the day, us College Democrats, we are a Biden-endorsed organization, and we stand for his re-election. And that's part of the reason we actually put this out, because across the nation, we're witnessing countless scores of young people who traditionally would vote blue who are refusing to engage in the election at all. This is less of a criticism of Biden's policy and more of a call to action to urge him to shift his focus onto actually listening to the demands of these protesters, right? We witnessed him recently in his press conference talk about the destructive nature of some of these. And I think that's a vital point, and it's important that he's standing against anti-Semitism. But when asked if these protests actually moved his position on this issue, he failed to actually acknowledge that, right? So for us, it's really coming down to trying to get him to realize that young people will not budge in this issue. And if he hopes to have young people turn out in waves in 2024, come November, he's going to have to do a lot better than he's been doing right now, right? So it's, yeah.
Yeah, and you mentioned before that, you know, you don't support some elements of the protest. Can you just talk me through that? Because we know that some pro-Israel advocates, some Jewish students have been saying that they feel like some of the protests are anti-Semitic. Have you witnessed that?
From what we've largely witnessed going on the ground and talking to a lot of our local college Democrats is that the vast majority of these protests are peaceful, right? We've seen people join and sing and dance, engage in peaceful prayer where reform rings around those who are currently engaging in those prayers and similar actions like that. Those are the actions that we stand by, right? We stand with our college Democrats and similar and our peers who are engaging in specifically peaceful actions. In regards to the vast minority, which are those violent actors, those are the ones that we stand against and don't condone. And I think that there's been kind of this misconception that the vast majority of these protests are violent. That's a very specific minority, right? The vast majority of this group are peaceful and standing for a just two-state solution to ensure that both Israelis and Palestinians can live together side by side. And that's what we stand by.
You're 19 years old, so this is your first time voting. You're also a superdelegate who gets to go to the national convention. What are you going to do with that responsibility?
Well, I've committed to endorsing Joe Biden and casting my superdelegate vote to him. I think that even though he hasn't been a fantastic arbiter of a just international community domestically, I think he's done a pretty solid job, right? If you look at his domestic record, he's been the first president in American history to stand in a picket line fighting for workers' rights in the UAW strike. He's passed historic climate legislation, both evident in his American Rescue Plan, Inflation Reduction Act, as well as his Bipartisan Infrastructure Act, all of which have allocated essential funds to climate projects, including development of electric batteries, electric buses, and similar public transport initiatives, as well as setting visions to reduce our carbon emissions lower than even what the Obama administration set. Additionally, he's an unequivocal supporter of a woman's right to choose. And we've witnessed Donald Trump absolutely flood our court system, right? 33% of our Supreme Court, 30% of our appellate courts, and 26% of our district courts. A lot of those justices that he is appointing are against the woman's right to choose. And we firmly believe that that is no place in the White House, right? So for me, even though Joe Biden has some work to do when it comes to foreign policy, domestically, he's been one of the most progressive presidents in history. And I think that deserves its flowers. And for that reason, I'll be casting my superdelegate vote in favor of him. However, I do strongly urge him to move the needle on Palestine and listen to these protesters if he hopes to win in 2024.
What do you make of the way police and university administrations are responding this week to protests in the United States?
Personally, as a student, I'm extremely disappointed. I think that it is vital that these universities stand to protect their students, right? They don't need to agree explicitly with the sentiment that these students stand for, but they should ensure that none of them are getting hurt. We witness in UCLA, which is 2 hours up north where I go to school, UC San Diego, where a student was hit directly in the head by a projectile from a counter protester and was bleeding quite literally on his campus. That should be unacceptable. Our universities need to do more to ensure that students who are peacefully protesting should be kept safe. And I think that that is the biggest thing that I would urge our university administrations to do. The second thing that I strongly condemn are all of these arrests and suspensions. I firmly believe that students who are fighting for a more just community should not be arrested. That is a clear, simple right that's enshrined in our First Amendment, the right to assembly, and it's absolutely disheartening to see our university administrations who are here to harbor our safety and our education stand against this when we try to fight for what we believe in.
Thank you for joining us, Sanjay. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Sanjay Muralitharan is the National Vice President of the College Democrats.
Getting in touch with ABC RN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.